Exercise 2, page 42. 1.
I think that's it then.
Have you ticked off everything on the list?
Yes, everything is in the suitcase and the plane tickets are here.
Good, we're all set then, and we've got lots of time to get to the airport.
Would you like a cup of tea before we go?
That would be great, yeah.
Right then, you have a seat and I'll make you a nice cuppa.
2.
Paris is undoubtedly one of the most beautiful and interesting capital cities in the world. Its ancient Roman vestiges, its prestigious medieval and modern buildings make it a perfect place for history lovers and experts and amateurs of art and architecture. Not many cities have so much to offer, in fact. It's got wonderful examples of most of the major trends in art and architecture, including Baroque, Renaissance, and neoclassical buildings. The only criticism I have is that even though the tourist areas are kept very clean, some areas of the city can be dirty at times. But as a student of art history, I have to say that I absolutely love living here.
3.
The chances of winning the lottery are about 1 in 175 million. But Florida native Richard Lustig has won the jackpot lottery an unbelievable 7 times. His first win was $10,000 just after his first son was born in 1992. And overall, he claims he has won more than $1 million. The fifth time he won was in 2002, and it was his biggest prize of all, a whopping $842,000. While many lotto winners have ended up in financial ruin after spending all of their winnings, Lustig has managed to avoid that, and he has shared some tips in a book published in 2010 called Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery.
4.
Hi, Andy. Are you feeling better?
Yes, much better, thanks.
I'm glad you've sorted everything out.
So am I. It was a silly misunderstanding, and Mr. Blake said I don't have to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. It would have been awful not to be able to go to your brother's wedding. I mean, you only get married once, right? So I completely understand why you were so annoyed with Mr. Blake, and you were right to tell him. I would have done the same.
Well, all is well that ends well, as they say.
Exactly.
5.
It is definitely a lovely resort, and it has a lot to offer. It's got great facilities, and the food was much better than in many other places. I particularly liked the variety of evening entertainment, and found the animation staff to be not only talented, but charming. It's true, it can be a bit noisy sometimes late at night, because a lot of young people stay up late and hang out by the pool bar. I had a wonderful time myself, but I'm sorry to say that it's not the kind of place for old people who tend to go to bed early. Young kids usually sleep quite deeply, so it's not really a problem for couples with kids.
6.
Where are you going like that?
What do you mean, like that?
I mean the way you are dressed. In your favourite T-shirt, again.
I'm going into town to get some more food for my party tonight.
You'd better put something else on or you'll catch a cold.
I'll be all right. Don't worry.
Listen to me and do what you're told, Fred.
All right. Do you need anything from the shop?
No, I'm sure you've thought of everything.